Welcome to Integration Excellence, the podcast around enterprise integration and interface management. We explore topics related to integration in the SAP world and beyond. My name is Adam Kivon. I'm an SAP integration expert, book author, trainer, and founder of White Paper Interface Design. Enjoy. Yeah, welcome to Integration Excellence. Our today's episode is about interface management. Yeah? Interface management in the context of integration excellence, enterprise integration. And I'd like to go through some aspects, some areas, some important, pillars. So what is really driving us in the IT area, in the integration management area, when it comes to, everything that can help us to make our business run better. So we all know integration is growing. Yeah? It's not going away. It's not going to be less. It's, especially with the trends of best of breed, of, decentralized applications, cloud computing, having different cloud applications for specific purposes. Integration is growing. It's getting more and more and becoming more and more important. And also with, growing digitization, it's really, really important to have keep an eye on integration, making sure that this is, located very well in the organization. And it's not about the pure build and run process. It's not only about making sure that we, build robust interfaces and make sure that they run in a stable way. There are a little bit or some more aspects to it, and I'd like to go through some of them today and in the coming episodes as well. Of course, we will deep dive a little bit into each of them, but today I think what I want to give you an overview is what are the areas, why are they so important, how can you find more information, and we will dive into some of them. So I'm kind of recycling some aspects of the book I've been co-writing with my authors. It's the SAP Interface Management Guide, also in English, also in German, you can see some of the aspects or read some of the aspects in there. Not everything, but some of it. And let me start going through some areas with you, which are also in the book. So, for example, governance is a topic that is really important. Governance contains not only the process how to build and optimize integrations. It's not only about the development lifecycle. Yeah, how to make sure that you set up quality gates and build integrations in a proper way with state of the art methodology and technologies as well. So it's not only about that. It's also about major decisions when it comes to integration strategy, when it comes to tech stack definition, when it comes to the way you are building integrations in the first place. Yeah, making decisions about when to use what. Like for example, using the integration assessment of SAP's integration suite. Those are aspects that are typically covered and managed in the governance area of interface management. Then organization. Yeah, it's really important to get organization right from the very beginning. So it's not only about building departments or having teams or having dedicated people working on integration. So we believe that integration is so important that it cannot be a side topic for IT. It cannot be something that you squeeze in somewhere in development. Usually the clear recommendation is to have integration installed in an area of IT as its own, and integration serves the purpose of making sure applications communicate well with each other, business processes can run across boundaries, across system landscapes with partners, with, you know, applications, governments, and whatever. So it's also something we are always, you know, promoting and recommending to set up someone as a team lead, as a chief integration officer. So we usually use this term. Of course, it's not an official term, but this is something that highlights or emphasizes a little bit the importance of the role. Yeah. So someone who is really driving integration, enterprise integration in the organization, makes sure that things get follow up, governance is applied and ensured, hopefully without being too bureaucratic, but rather helping and supporting teams to, you know, deliver faster, make sure integrations will become better, more secure, more robust, and things are applied that are really mandatory to make this work. So besides, you know, governance and organization, what I also believe is very important is transparency and control. Yeah. So transparency is important because the complexity of our IT landscapes is not going to be, you know, less complex. Yeah. It's not going to be easier, simpler. It's the times of, you know, having one ERP that manages everything are over. So complexity is increasing. Integrations are growing. And it's always, you know, not only good to know, but it's really important to know where are your integrations, how are applications connected, and you have to be prepared for constant change, repeating change, transformations that doesn't go away. You think that when we have when after this merger we should be done. No, it's not. After this S/4HANA migration we are done. No, you will not. And everything is, you know, has a tendency to be in a constant change. And at this constant change, we need to have a transparent view on our landscape. And we have learned, at least this is my experience in the integration domain, enterprise architects, they usually have this transparency, or they should have this transparency. They usually know all the applications that are in their inventory. They have all the knowledge about everything that's going on, business processes maybe, but also integrations, yeah, all the interfaces around. But enterprise architects, they usually work with questionnaires. They work with, an asynchronous mode of getting data delivered to their, I will not say ivory tower, but it's usually not really a real-time process that they are applying. And what we are recommending is making sure all your integrations are at a central place, ideally automated, and then also feeding the enterprise architects, feeding the enterprise architecture management systems automatically with data about integrations so that they can plan for change, that they can analyze the as-is situation to model a to-be situation. But also for us as integration leaders, architects, experts, it is important to know what is going on, where do we have integrations, what can we reuse, what can be decommissioned. All of this is really important to have a transparent view on your integration landscape. And control, this is more an ops view, an operational aspect. Of course, being able to react on incidents, issues, understand what's going on, having a proper monitoring and alerting for your integration landscape, this is key. Yeah, to survive at least. Yeah. But it's not only about, project delivery and survival mode. When you speak about interface management, there are certain aspects that usually come to your mind. And this is something like quality. So the main goal for all we do in IT is, of course, to make sure our business processes are running well, without disruption, without downtimes, without issues. So one of our main goals is, of course, to support business continuity. And this can only be achieved with a really well-organized quality management. Yeah, so quality is key when it comes to integration. And you can do this manually. You can do this, you know, by hand. You can do this with rules. You can do this, throwing people on it. But, it's usually not so easy to get budget for things. So at the end, we have to be as efficient as possible and automate as much as possible. And that's the kind of, business case and also the story for the tooling we are providing in the area of interface management. But this is something you cannot really ignore in today's times, when you cannot really throw people on the topic and solve it with manpower. So what are we addressing usually? And we will dive into the topics one by one in future episodes. But the main goal for us is to make sure that, first of all, organizations with a complexity with, let's say, more than 50 or 100 interfaces across their entire landscape, there are automatically generating an inventory or an interface repository or an integration catalog, however you name it. You should have a central place where all your integrations are located, managed, and which are visible there and fully automatically retrieved. Yeah, so discovered from the landscape, ideally not maintained manually in an Excel sheet as we used to do 20 years ago, but automatically generated, so that you're always up to date, always ready for the next upcoming change, and be able to see what is connected where, with which technology, around which business objects, and all this is really key, not only to survive, but also to be prepared for future activities. Yeah, so inventory is one thing. Second is documentation. Yeah, I think everyone who knows about quality, who knows about how important it is to reduce downtimes and have a good uptime of the landscape, knows that documentation is key to survive, key to allow handovers. I think it doesn't make sense to really discuss the need for documentation. So everyone knows documentation is required. Everyone kind of does documentation. The question is it done efficiently? Is it done manually? Is it enforced somehow? Is it, done automatically? And we are always promoting and always in favor of generating documentation as good as possible. I speak of technical documentation, not the requirement. As good as possible, automated, based on the artifacts, based on the as-is situation, based on, the low-code environment we are using, for example, the BPMN model of the SAP cloud integration is a good example, but also the well-structured integrated configurations of SAP PO. They're also very, very nice for, generating a documentation, but also Azure logic apps, Azure API proxies. All this allows us to generate fully automatically a documentation, a technical documentation that explains what is going on, is searchable, and you are able to, easily hand over this to colleagues, to new onboardings, sometimes even also to people that are not, the experts in this integration area. So inventory documentation. Reporting is another aspect. Reporting is quite important if you need to know certain KPIs about how robust is an interface, what is the throughput of an interface? Is this interface still needed? Which protocols are we using? All these aspects of, the metadata behind an interface can be reported on, and is something that we also clearly recommend to optimize your landscape, to analyze your landscape, based on making decisions based on data that is available and that can be retrieved automatically from your runtime, from your design time, and connect them and make sure this is visualized in the proper way. And last but not least, we have clear call to action for checks, performing checks, analyzing not only the metadata, the build phase, supporting the build phase in order to have maybe quality gates to ensure things are going well, things are being built well, but also analyzing the traffic, analyzing the throughput, analyzing the performance of integrations, and alerting people, notifying people, making sure that actions are taken if things, get bad, get worse, get slow, but also checking the, whether transports have been successfully completed by analyzing the landscape, by comparing objects across the landscape, going through, dev, quality, prod, making sure that the same version is applied everywhere, that we didn't miss out on anything. So that's another example of performing automated checks. So summing up, interface management is really the discipline about looking on all aspects of integrations, of enterprise integration, from governance, organizational aspects, keeping an eye on transparency, control for both, the dev and the ops, the build and the run, everything in order to increase quality. All aspects usually target towards, zero downtimes, business continuity. All this done through ideally very efficient approaches, high automation in the area. And then for the aspects of, inventorization, documentation, reporting, and checks. And following the next episodes of the podcast, we will dive deeper into every single aspect of it. Governance, we will have a session. Organization, we will have a session. Transparency and so on, and look into all of them. And in the show notes, you will have a link to the book, SAP Interface Management Guide. If you're interested, you can dive deeper into some of the aspects, explaining also the entire hybrid integration platform of SAP, but also all the or some of the aspects mentioned before. So stay tuned and join us here on Integration Excellence. How mature is your organization when it comes to integration topics? Find out for free with our Integration Maturity Assessment at wint.co/IMA. That's WHINT.co/IMA. In case you want to take control of your integration landscape to increase transparency and automate your integration quality processes, please schedule a call at wint.co/contact. If you enjoyed the content, please like and subscribe to our podcast. See you next time.